You won't find a big sign for this place, and you'll travel down plenty of gravel roads to reach it, but many people do. It's worth the trip for farmers and golfers. I'll take you to a very unique spot in the Missouri River Bluffs. Quite a view and quite a story on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They help me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm to the next generation? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Bryce Anderson had owned this hill property since the 1980s, overlooking the Missouri River bottom, but he was having trouble finding the right thing to do with it.
I was looking for any way possible that we could utilize this property without farming it.
His son convinced him creating a golf course would be a perfect fit for the land.
Want it to be destination golf that is unique, will give people an experience that they can't have at most places. So far, it's working out.
It's called Landman Golf Course. You will barely find a sign for it, and you'll travel down several gravel roads in farm country to reach it. But many people make that drive.
We opened tee times on New Year's Eve for this year. Within about a day, over 90% of the tee times were gone for the entire year.
And those who have played it love it.
We've had enough reviews that in the Golf Week magazine, we came in the top 26 public and private courses in the entire country.
You pass by tractors, machinery, and sheds when you drive up the hill to the small clubhouse. It's different. It's fun, and his son was convinced that
we could build a course, not build a residential development around it, and still make it economically viable.
This is still a very new course, but Bryce has to smile when he sees what has taken place.
This turned out to be much better than anything I ever expected. I've just been astounded by the job that the designers King and Collins did on this particular course.
The farming goes on here at the Andersons Farm, but so does the golfing. Look for the TV version of this story on the American Countryside Facebook and YouTube channels. Traveling the countryside near Homer, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.